Hello, this is Rich Green, and welcome to Peak Performer Tips. This podcast is designed for people that want to lead richer, more fulfilling lives. If you're someone who's looking to increase your success and happiness, you'll enjoy the information contained in this podcast. Remember, in order for things to change, you must change. The title of this podcast is 5 Steps to Success in Life. I'm a huge proponent of using formulas to do things that I've never done before. Let me give you an example. I don't consider myself to be a great cook, just a competent one. I really enjoy good food, and I view dining and the presentation of food as an art. But here's the deal. I don't have to be an artist to make a good meal. I can simply follow a recipe. If I don't deviate from the recipe, chances are that I'll make something that's pretty tasty. Now, don't get me wrong, I don't believe I'm a gourmet chef, but I can make a pretty wicked lobster bisque. The recipe example I gave can work with other things as well. There are plenty of examples for success in life that are solid. Some of you have read my book, The 10 Commandments of Peak Performance. In that book, I focus on 10 key areas that can significantly increase your levels of performance in life. In a sense, it's also a recipe for increasing your levels of performance so that you are operating at peak efficiency. And if you want, you can get a copy of that for free at www.peakperformerbook.com. I think success works the same way. You can increase your chances for success substantially if you follow a recipe that others have used and that is proven to work. I've studied and researched the success factors of people in many different walks of life, and I've developed 5 steps that are key. Here are those 5 steps that you can take, and I think they're very powerful, and I think if you implement them in your life, you're going to see a real difference. Step number 1, follow your passions. We live in one of the greatest times. I truly believe that. Now more than ever, people have a greater chance of living a life fulfilled, and whatever that means to you. As I said earlier, I'm a big believer in formulas. It used to be that you had to figure out what the formula for success and happiness was. If you didn't have a good role model or you grew up in an environment that was not positive, encouraging, or growth-oriented, this made things even more difficult. Fortunately, the internet brings you information, knowledge, encouragement, and stories of success from all over the world. If you have a passion or direction you want to pursue, chances are great that there's someone else out there that has the same thoughts. That someone has made it, and they can help you make it as well. So, not knowing what to do is a poor choice for not following your passion. Even if you can't find examples of exactly what you want in life, you're sure to find things that are similar. From that, you can extrapolate. Sure, it's going to take some work, but everything is possible in life if you have the desire and the passion. The conventional wisdom of finding a job, slugging away for 20, 30, or 40 years, and hanging on to that job at all costs just doesn't serve people very well. In fact, in most cases, it never did. Research shows that 52.3% of people are dissatisfied with their careers or their vocation. Do what you love, and you'll find that your life will work out. You'll be fulfilled. You'll make enough to pay the bills. You'll make a difference to yourself, to your family, and to many others. Step number 2, immerse your mind in good stuff. Napoleon Hill said, "You become what you think about." The book of Proverbs says something similar, "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he." A study recently published by the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology confirms that you are deeply shaped by the books that you read. In fact, just as watching television can chip away at your contentment, the books you read can be negative influences in your life. What you read can reflect the negative aspects of your personality, or it can serve to elevate your thoughts and turn you towards that which is positive. Watch videos, read blogs, read books, listen to podcasts. Immerse yourself with positive things. Be very conscious and intentional about what you focus your attention on and who and what you spend your time with. What goes into your eyes and ears goes into your brain and into your heart, and it becomes who you are. Step number 3, Associate with positive people. Remember when you were growing up and mom and dad wanted to know who you were hanging out with? The reason was simple, yet very powerful. If you associate with negative people or people that are engaged in activities that are immoral or illegal, you'll tend to adopt the same thinking and behavior that they have. It doesn't matter if you think you're a good person. Just associating with the wrong type of individual can have a negatively profound effect on your thinking and possibly on your behavior. It's important to take stock on who is around you. If you take an honest assessment, you'll find that not everyone is going to be the model of what you wish to achieve in life. This is where some tough decision-making must occur. You may need to disassociate yourself from people that don't serve you well or are dragging you down in life. This may be painful. You might get judged. You might suffer repercussions. This may be difficult because these people may be close friends or even family. In the case of the latter, you might wish to start by simply limiting your exposure to those people as much as you can. When you associate with people that are like-minded, that strive for the same type of betterment that you do, you'll find that you have very powerful allies. They will affect your success and happiness in life on both a conscious and a subconscious level. I call this very powerful action the power of association. Try it. It can be very, very effective. Step number 4, have gratitude. Successful people have gratitude. They are thankful for all that they have, including all experiences, good or bad. They realize that one of the keys to success is to happily succeed rather than try to succeed to be happy. Dealing with challenging situations is just a matter of framing them the right way. Challenges are not meant to be seen as hurdles in the road, rather part of the road. And it is those challenges in life that shape who we become, because that is where the real growth occurs. Focusing on things you don't have in life serve no good purpose. There is a reason why one of the Ten Commandments in the Bible says you must not be envious of your neighbor's goods, because it will do nothing but make you unhappy. You'll be focused on what you don't have instead of what you do have. Living in a state of lack is a huge disservice to yourself. You'll only see the negative that comes from not having the things you want in life. A better focus is one of abundance. Being grateful for what you have, even when you have to go through pain and failure, allows you to live in an abundant state. A great exercise to institute the habit of gratitude is to write down 3 things you are grateful for in the morning and in the evening. You should write these things down as opposed to just thinking about them. Writing things out takes them from the abstract into reality. It sets off a chain of commands in the neurons in the brain that lend itself to experiencing something in an entirely different way than just thinking about it. Step number 5, get a mentor or a coach. To many people, the idea of getting a coach to help take them where they have never gone before is not a consideration. Not because they're against it, but because they just don't understand the power and the value that coaching can bring. Many people think of athletics when it comes to coaching, and that's probably a good example of what a coach can do. An athlete who has a coach is more likely to recover quickly and effectively from bad performance, learn from a bad and, in fact, every performance, develop more effectively during practices, learn their talents and strengths more quickly and effectively, create a strategy to leverage their strengths to their advantage, and achieve more during the season. Putting athletic performance aside, wouldn't it be great if you could do all those things as well in your life? Of course it would. And hiring a coach to help take you to places you've never been before is a really, really good investment. If you're reticent to spend money on a coach, you should ask yourself 2 questions. Number 1, what's the cost of failure? And number 2, what is the cost of wasted time because you don't know the best way to get to what you want to achieve? A good coach can listen to what you say and provide solid advice. They can be a confidential sounding board, a trusted advisor who can ask you provocative questions that help you uncover your gifts, strengths, values, principles, true dreams, goals, and aspirations. A good coach can take all that information and help put you on the path to making those dreams become reality. Now, ask yourself the question, what's that worth? Like any recipe, formula, or set of instructions, these five steps are a guide. You have room for interpretation and how you execute them, but none should be discounted. They are all just as important as flour or wheat is to making bread. If you leave those ingredients out, the end result will be less than desirable. Follow these five guidelines and you'll begin to see a real difference as to the level of success in your life. Thanks for listening to Peak Performer Tips. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. And if you have an idea for a future podcast that you'd like to see covered, feel free to send me an email. You can reach me at rich@richgreen.me.